Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today on the podcast, episode 109, Saturday Scrawl. And as I do on my Saturday Scrawl, I talk about whatever topic comes to mind, and it's been quite a while since I've had an update about all the things that are happening around here. Today, I'll touch base on all the different projects I've got going on. Last Saturday's scrawl, I mentioned my desire to start a new YouTube series, How to AD&D 1E, and I got the first introductory episode up last Sunday. In a little over 3 days, that became my eighth most watched YouTube video on my channel, and the second most commented. I gained about 80 new followers, and I guess I had one more today already, and some more comments and more views, and I'm just blown away by that. I shared on Reddit my plans for the series and picked up a new patron over on Patreon. I never expected to make any patrons from Reddit, so that was a positive thing. I kind of feel like Reddit's starting to make a little bit more sense about the way it works and the best way to interact with it. And I've got ideas for my first regular episode in my How to AD&D 1E, and I plan to get that out this weekend if it works out. I also am working on the next episode in my series on YouTube for Roll20 for the Absolute Beginner. Those sometimes take a little bit longer to record and edit than some others. It just sort of depends, but I do plan to get that out before the end of the month, and I'll be doing one new video a month in each of those two series. And I've had this idea for a role-playing game rolling around in my head for a long time. And so the other day I had a flash of insight for some mechanics to set it apart from other retro clones, I'd suppose you'd call them. And yesterday on the blog I wrote up what I've got so far to get it out of my head so I can focus on other things. And so I don't anticipate doing any more with that this year because I have a lot of other things going on in addition to 3 podcast episodes a week, at least 2 YouTube videos a month. And earlier this week, I showed my card game to someone and got some cool suggestions from them that I'm definitely going to ponder. I wrote them all down as I do with all the ideas. They're part of a gaming group that gets together to play card games or board games once a month. And she thinks that her group would really like it, and so she's going to contact them and let me know if we're getting together for their May monthly game. So I'm pretty excited about that, to get some more input from people that really play a lot of card games. The process of settling on an artist for the card game is still up in the air, and that needs to fall into place before I can worry about the rest of it leading up to a Kickstarter next year. My goal is to get all the art done before pressing launch on the Kickstarter, so that all we're waiting on is the funds so that I can pay the layout people, and once layout's ready, pay for production and shipping. Well, I take that back. Shipping will be an extra charge because you can't prepay shipping, so I don't know how much that's going to cost. I'm also still working on some revisions to the test deck, and I need the third version of my test deck in hand so that I can really dig in and get a lot of playtesting in. I want to try to playtest every weekend if I can, go to all the different game stores within like an hour's drive of me, maybe get some people that are some regular playtesters. I've met somebody at GaryCon, and they're interested in seeing this game succeed and doing playtests, and so I need to get the revised deck, revised cleaned up rules in a form that will work for somebody else to work with them and not be so dependent upon me. So that all has to happen, and hopefully we'll have all the rules locked down fairly soon. And with my Patreon, the patrons get to vote on which monthly PDF topic I work on next. The one for April is well underway. It is about rivers and river encounters. The initial layout for the bulk of the text is done. I don't have a lot of tables yet, but I'm working on that. And so that should be out on DriveThruRPG by the end of the month. And one thing that I've noticed and keeps proving true over and over again is that the more ideas I have and write down, and the more I work on stuff, the more ideas I get. And it's like a self replicating cycle. Using your creativity allows you to build up that creative muscle, so to speak, and the more you use it, the better it gets. Not to say you don't have a dry spell now and then, as the ideas just don't seem to want to flow, but once they start flowing, they don't seem to want to stop. It's a blessing because you generate lots of ideas. You just have to make sure you write them down so you don't forget them. But the curse is you have so many new ideas that tempt you to work on them instead of all the things that you're already working on. And so that's why I'm wanting to get that idea about role-playing games out on my blog so it's out there. I'm sure people will comment on, as I've had at least one other person comment, and that's great. But I don't want to put a lot of time into it because I've got all these other things I'm trying to do. And I want to try to do everything I do well and not be spread so thin. Plus, I also have to keep up my house and the yard and do all the other stuff that life requires. Because I got this thing called a job. Without the job, the funding behind this whole Follow Me and Die Enterprises will fall. I'm sure you can all relate to that. So that's what's going on around here. I'm having a blast with the growth in my YouTube channel, the growth in my Twitter followers, because each and every one of you is more than a number. You're a person. And the interaction is wonderful. Being able to call in and talk to other people on other podcasts, to comment on blogs and YouTube videos and every other little way we interact online. I'm just having a blast with that. It all just feeds the creativity to see the cool ideas other people have. Makes me stop and go, that's interesting. What can I do with that? Or I'm like, well, that's okay. I see where they're coming from, but it's not my cup of tea, and that's fine. Just like role-playing games, you're not going to like all of them, but the ones you do like, you need to play. Because if you're not playing it, you're not doing it right. You're supposed to play, and you're supposed to have fun. That's my update on today's Saturday Scrawl. I thank you all so very much for listening. I hope you're having a wonderful day. And game on. And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of role-playing games and other games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting out the word is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on my next PDF, published on DriveThruRPG. Please check out my RPG-related PDFs. I'm working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in the first quarter of 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!